Hello and welcome to another episode of the Meet Me in Sacred Space podcast. I am your host, Lori A. Andrus. This podcast is a place for you to press pause on the busyness of your day-to-day life. It is a place to discover your voice of inner wisdom, reconnect with your authentic self, and to become the courageous creator of your adventurous, vibrant, and spirit-filled life. In each episode, we will get raw and real exploring what it means to live a soul-led life. We'll talk about sacred practices, spending time in nature, ceremony, ritual, and in the now, crystal wisdom. Along the way, you will discover practical ways to bring the sacred into your everyday life. Grab a cup of tea, light a candle, get cozy, and let's dive in. Hello and welcome back. Welcome to this episode of the Meet Me in Sacred Space podcast. I am your host, Lori A. Andrus, and today we are going to sink into a bit of conversation about our March Crystal of the Month. The March Crystal of the Month is prenight. Ha! This soothing, lovely really is amazing and has a lot to say this month. You know, I'm feeling like it is perfectly timed as we step into this month and greet the spring season. I just feel like it has a fresh spring green energy, that soothing yet reminder of the reawakening of Earth that's beginning to happen, that reawakening that happens as we go through our own winter journey in life and really emerge from wherever it is that we have journeyed to throughout that season. It's funny because this morning as I stepped outside to take Coda for a walk, we have this incredibly warm weather lately, and it feels much like an early spring. While I realize we're still a couple weeks out from the spring equinox, there's a feeling of spring in the air, and there's a warmth that is a little different than what is typical for this season. And on our walk today, we spotted crocuses already in full bloom. They were absolutely gorgeous. I, of course, had to pause and take a couple pictures and just be with them for a moment. I think March 4th is most definitely the earliest I have ever seen crocuses in bloom in Wisconsin. But there's something really interesting about that. And I feel like the energy in the air is that of spring. It's inviting us to really be in a place of considering, what are the dreams and the seeds we want to plant? What intentions are we planting in at the spring equinox? But as we sink into a little bit more of the energy of prenight and a little more conversation around that, this lovely really has a lot to say around giving ourselves permission to return to our true nature, really come into alignment with what's most important to us, and to find the energy of perseverance and really be able to see things through, and to recognize what things are important for us to see through from beginning to completion. All right, but before we get too far, I want to take a moment and just sink in and share with you the message that is in the Stone Speak Oracle. Now, this deck is coming out in a week, on the 10th. It'll be available through Kickstarter on March 10th through April 9th. Please pop over there. I'd love to see a deck in your hands. Oh my goodness. I'm just so excited for them to finally be at this place of being ready to be shared and go to print and get in your hands. And I can't wait to hear your experience with the deck. So today, celebrating that it is coming so soon, I want to share with you the message that is written in the Stone Speak Oracle guidebook for the crystal of the month, prenight. All right, here we go. Prenight, return to your true nature. Immerse yourself in the tranquility of nature, Allow its restorative energy to awaken your senses to the beauty of life that surrounds you always. Let it nourish you, mind, body, and soul. Prenate appears today as a serene and unwavering companion, gently guiding you to reconnect with your true nature. It understands that in moments of concern or doubt, our energy tends to disperse, leaving us feeling disconnected from our core. Prenate acknowledges that immersing yourself in the loving embrace of nature is the most powerful way to call your energy back and regain balance. Take a moment to pause, breathe, and allow Prenate to guide you on this journey of rediscovery. Embrace the tranquility that nature offers. Let it restore your inner harmony. Nature provides a powerful reset, even in brief moments. It can be as simple as interacting with houseplants, walking through a local park on your way to work, taking a break in a neighborhood garden during lunch, or visiting a floral department or greenhouse at a nearby store to connect with the natural world. The earth possesses a comforting rhythm, and all of nature dances to this timeless beat. When we become entangled in the busyness of daily life, we unintentionally sever our connection from this rhythm. This causes us to lose sight of the infinite possibilities that await us. We begin to feel confined, restricted, and constrained, often without even realizing it. We may defend our sense of limitation, labeling it a reality check, and dismiss lofty dreams as unattainable fantasies. However, Prenate understands the significance of your hopes, dreams, and ideas. It recognizes that a mere moment in nature can serve as a gateway to resetting to life's natural rhythm and reopening your heart and mind to the realm of endless possibilities. As you embrace this newfound perspective, you'll discover the courage to take the long-awaited leap into the unknown. Consider this. What is one place in nature you can visit today? Set aside some time for this purpose. Engage all of your senses. What do you see, smell, taste, hear, and feel, both emotionally and physically? Allow nature's sensory symphony to nourish your being. If there's a weight on your heart or mind, seek the support of the earth to release it. Trust in the infinite possibilities that lie ahead. It does feel like Prenate really wants us to remember what it is that truly lights us up, what creates the sense of magic around who we are and the unique gifts and ways that we show up in the world. I think a lot of stones have a bit of a vibe around that, but Prenate's way of doing that is by guiding us back into nature and recognizing how perfectly nature is always itself. And that as we give ourselves permission to be ourselves, that is when our magic can flow through with ease and joy. The other thing that I find incredibly beautiful about Prenate is that it invites us to slow down and find an inner rhythm, a sense of peace in the way we walk in the world and the way that we show up and in who we are. That element of peacefulness, I think, is something that's really missing in our world today. And if we can just step back for a moment and give ourselves space to reset and find within a sense of peace, That's when some beautiful things happen in the world. All right, so with that, my sacred friends, I really hope you have an absolutely wonderful week. Enjoy working with Prenate throughout this month. Go ahead and get a piece. Find one that you can carry with you. The more I tune into the stone, the more I feel like it is just such an important ally to walk with on a daily basis. One that reminds us of our true nature, one that reminds us to be rooted in peace, and one that reminds us that we have within ourselves the ability to see things through. I wish you a beautiful day, my sacred friends, and as always, shine brightly. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Meet Me in Sacred Space podcast. If you like what you heard and would love to hear more, be sure to subscribe. And if you have a question for me about the creative process, sacred practice, ask me anything. Pop it in the comments or the reviews on Apple Podcasts. I'll be sure to work it into future content. Wishing you a beautiful day. Shine brightly.